This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. For the first time in nearly 20 years, the U.S. is setting limits on pollution from chemical plants, an attempt to improve air quality and reduce the incidence of cancer in people who live near manufacturing facilities. The new rule from the Environmental Protection Agency requires manufacturing plants to curb emissions of six chemicals, with a particular focus on two likely carcinogens, ethylene oxide and chloroprene. Low-income and minority communities are often located near chemical plants, meaning they're disproportionately affected by the pollution and have higher rates of cancer. In Louisiana, between Baton Rouge and New Orleans, the high concentration of plants producing these toxins has led to the nickname Cancer Alley. EPA Administrator Michael Regan said, "I saw firsthand how the multi-generational and widespread effects of pollution were affecting the health of the local community. Nearly every person I spoke to knew someone who suffered from an illness connected to pollution from the air they breathed." The EPA regulation will apply to more than 200 chemical plants nationwide. The new regulations will reduce toxic pollutants by 6,200 tons each year and reduce ethylene oxide and chloroprene by 80%. The federal government has rejected changes to state water reclamation laws advanced by the Republican supermajority 2023 Montana legislature. The laws that the Republican legislature passed would allow greater water contamination from coal mines and give the public less protection than the requirements set out in the Federal Surface Mining and Control and Reclamation Act. States can legislate restrictions tougher than federal law, but not less stringent. The U.S. Office of Surface Mining and Reclamation informed Montana last week that the new laws are insufficient and contrary to federal law. Neighbors of coal mines at a Billings hearing last fall produced bottles of water the color of brown shoe polish to demonstrate that Montana's new laws for mine runoff were unacceptable. In the 2023 Republican supermajority Montana legislature, two bills worsened water quality standards. House Bill 576 changed the standards on unacceptable mine damage on area water. Mine neighbors said the new law referenced significant long-term permanent damage, but didn't specifically say what that meant. That lack of definition would have made enforcement akin to nailing jello to a wall, opponents said. The second law, Senate Bill 392, created a loser pays law requiring anyone challenging a surface mine permitting decision by Montana's Department of Environmental Quality to pay the legal fees of DEQ and the mining company if the plaintiff lost the lawsuit. SB 392, opponents said, was intended to chill public challenges to government permitting. Shiloh Hernandez, senior attorney for Earth Justice's Northern Rockies office, said, "It's like the bad old days under the Anaconda Company. The Montana legislature caved to coal industry lobbyists and effectively let them rewrite the law to weaken environmental protection and public involvement. Thankfully, federal law prevents this sort of brazen attack on our communities and environment. Those who live downstream of these mines can breathe easier." The federal government has rejected those two changes to state water reclamation laws. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.